better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories. You're like, I don't know what people are talking about. I'll take a look at trending headlines right now, and I'll start reading off some headlines over the next 2 minutes, and then you'll figure out what people are talking about, because Hannah will either tell me keep it moving or tell me more. Like, if you had a t-shirt with your most used phrases, what would it say?
I don't know.
I don't know is on here.
Number two. Perfect.
Number two on there was, I don't know, I just work here. Number one was, no worries.
I never say that.
I say
all.
No worries sometimes. I use fair enough as well. Three was fair enough. What the F is number four.
I say that a lot.
On here, on there's also as well as, I think you're on mute for people with virtual meetings. I'm not a doctor.
Who says that often?
It is what it is another one.
Never say that either. I have way too much anxiety to say a statement like that.
What a day was also on there.
What a day. Is,
sometimes you have to say that sometimes at the end of the day.
If it's a bad day.
AI lets you talk to your future self.
Of course it does. Keep it moving.
Okay. A guy broke into a lady's home and did all her chores.
Awesome.
Wow.
Break into my house.
Right? Yeah, so this woman, she said that she got in to her house and was like, someone put all my groceries away, hung out my laundry, emptied my recycling, tidied up the garden, refilled the bird feeder, organized the fridge. And it was like,
they went to work.
Yeah, they really did. And she thought it was like a stalker. So she freaked out. It turns out he wasn't. A judge sentenced him to 22 months in jail. He just broke in and
cleaned up. Interesting.
I think he should be getting paid.
Yeah. I know. He's like, yeah. Like,
22 months seems a little much.
Women love men who do this.
What do we love?
Sing to them.
Mm. Absolutely not. I'm sorry, Alex. You're a singer.
Trust me.
But if I was with a guy and he was trying to like get with me and he started singing to me, I'd get major ick.
Alex.
Sorry, Alex.
I'm not trying to sing to Hannah anytime soon.
No.
Yeah.
Well, he's not trying to give you the ick, but he said it works.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving. Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right. Well, we're commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. We'll do a little keep it moving. This is where we cover all the trending stories of the day in the next 2 minutes. I'll read a headline. Hannah either tells me, scroll past that headline, keep it moving, or she'll ask for more details. Like, Hannah, we've all Googled stuff like, is it weird? These are the top, is it weird questions that were asked in 2024.
Okay, what are we wondering about?
Is it weird to go to a bar alone?
No.
Is it weird to go to a concert alone?
No.
Is it weird to go to the movies alone?
No.
And is it weird to talk to yourself?
I don't know. I can't do anything alone. So I would never ask any of the alone questions because I wouldn't do it. Yeah. I don't think it's weird, but it's just not for me.
Just went through a bad breakup. Do this.
What?
Cut all social media with your ex immediately. So there's people that are like me. I always say, like, why do you have to delete everything from your social media? A study found that people who Facebook stalk their exes are more distressed, have more negative feeling, have a greater sense of longing of the loss than people who just cut everything from their social media, quit looking, and just go cold turkey.
I mean, that makes sense.
I know. I just always think, like, why do you have to delete everything? It seems dramatic, but clearly the study says...
Yeah. Science, Brett. Yeah. Science.
Newsweek names the most loved U.S. workplaces.
Nah, radio's probably not one of them.
Wow.
Marijuana, Pepsi.
Keep it moving. I'm a tweaker.
It's not even what you think. It's actually somebody's name.
What?
Now you're curious. You want me to do it or not?
Okay, yeah. I thought it was like THC-infused soda. No. I'm like, I could never drink that. I'd freak out.
A woman, her name is Marijuana Pepsi. She is 52 years old. She's always been Marijuana Pepsi. She'll never change her name. She's like, that's the name my parents grew up giving me. They wanted me to stand out. They wanted me to go around and make a name for myself, and everyone's talking about me. Now, if you're thinking, oh, my God, Marijuana Pepsi is probably a crazy person, she has a PhD in higher education and leadership.
Marijuana
Pepsi making things happen. Everybody wants to be a little Marijuana Pepsi.
Look at that.
Keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.